KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy this afternoon, a high today around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were arrested at around 4:25 a.m. today in Red Oak following a reported physical altercation in the 400 block of East Market Street in Red Oak. Authorities say upon further investigation, 30-year-old Sarah Ann Billy of Red Oak was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and domestic assault causing bodily injury. 27-year-old Cody Dean Johnson, also of Red Oak, was arrested for domestic assault by impeding the flow of air and or blood. Both subjects were booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Take Back Bridgewater founder Doug Miller says he's looking for interest from several local businesses, companies, and or individuals to help sponsor an entertainment event in Bridgewater in accordance with all social distancing practices and in conjunction with the Take Back Bridgewater Iowa. Miller says at this time the idea and key components have been worked through, but they're in need of financial support to make the event and possible subsequent events happen. With additional supporters, he said they'd like to then make a presentation to community leaders for their approval. You can contact Doug Miller for additional information by phone or text at 641-745-5108 or by email at dmmiller0412@gmail.com. Take Back Bridgewater was founded in 2017. Its mission is to work in partnership with citizens to address criminal activity and improve the quality of life in and around Bridgewater. Well, First National Bank, or FNB, in Creston has completed its merger of Century Bank in Shenandoah, and with all the necessary regulatory approvals met, the bank will now be known as First National Bank and will continue to serve Shenandoah and the surrounding communities. Randy Hue, president of First National Bank, says the same staff that has always given great customer service in Shenandoah in the past have all been retained during the merger. With the merger completed, the bank's longtime president in Shenandoah, Greg Ritchie, will retire after 17 years with Century Bank. Greg will join the board of directors with FMB. Mike Bauer, the bank's longtime senior vice president, will fill the role as president of the Shenandoah location. First National Bank in Creston was chartered in 1871 and is a family-owned full-service community bank specializing in commercial, ag, and personal banking. It's part of the Northwest Financial Corporation, a two-bank, privately-owned financial services holding company. The banks include Northwest Bank of Spencer and First National Bank in Creston. The two banks collectively hold close to $2.0 billion in assets and have 23 offices throughout western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. The latest state report shows testing has been confirmed or has confirmed another 389 cases of COVID-19 in Iowa, by far the largest single-day total so far in the pandemic. 67% of those new cases are connected to the meatpacking industry. The Iowa Department of Public Health news release indicated 177 of the new cases are employees at the beef plant in Tama, and 84 work for Tyson's Foods. State officials aren't indicating which Tyson plant, however. Tyson announced on Sunday that it would close its Perry plant today for deep cleaning after employees there tested positive for COVID-19. The governor has confirmed an outbreak of the virus at Tyson's plant in Columbus Junction. Three Democrats who serve in the state legislature have filed an OSHA complaint about the Tyson plant in Waterloo. Representative Ross Smith of Waterloo said the plant should be temporarily closed.
I implore the governor to help us with all hands on deck to protect the future of Iowa pork producers, help us with accountability for bad actors during this time of crisis, and ensure the health and safety of workers and community members here and across this great state.
Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo says if action is not taken to the Tyson plant there, the virus will spread throughout the community.
So we've got a serious problem.
Lawmakers say from April 9th through the 18th, the number of COVID-19 cases in Blackhawk County rose 900%, and they blasted state officials for refusing to say how many cases are connected to the Waterloo plant. Tyson ran a full-page ad in the Sunday edition of the Waterloo Courier, outlining steps the company has taken to protect workers and emphasizing the plant's role in the nation's food supply chain. A cluster of coronavirus cases at a South Dakota pork plant has highlighted the susceptibility of meat processing workers who stand shoulder to shoulder on the line and congregate in crowded spaces. Smithfield Foods plant has reported 518 infections in employees, another 126 in people connected to them. Because the workers who slaughter and pack the nation's meat are vulnerable, so too is the supply of that meat. Union leaders wish more had been done sooner at the Smithfield plant. The company says difficulty in getting masks and thermal scanners led to delays in implementing the safety measures, but it added hand sanitizing stations and was scanning employee temperatures before the plant closed. Well, new data from the hospitality industry indicates total revenue for Iowa bar and restaurant owners has declined 80% since the governor ordered their businesses to close on March 17th in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Iowa Restaurant Association President and CEO Jessica Dunker said the industry is absolutely in crisis.
If we open May 1st, as we expect 10% won't open. If that moves to June 1st, we're expecting 18% to not open. And if that's pushed out to July 1st, we expect 25% will not reopen.
The governor's current proclamation on bar and restaurant closures is set to expire April 30th, and Reynolds has not indicated if that may be extended. Carryout and drive-through food and beverage service has been allowed, including carryout sales of alcoholic beverages. But Dunker says 70% of the state's bars are completely closed.
If we were to open today, only 45% of our restaurants and bars would be able to rehire everyone that they have furloughed. Over 90% of people, or restaurants and bars, have furloughed people, and the unemployment claims in our sector are tremendous.
About 40,000 of the Iowans who filed for unemployment had jobs in Iowa restaurants and bars. Dunker says part-timers aren't counted in that tally, so the total number of laid-off workers from the industry is approaching 75,000.
We're just continuing to be hopeful that with social distancing, we might be able to have some level of openings May 1st.
Dunker's organization is lobbying federal officials for changes in the Paycheck Protection Program, which turns the loan into a grant if the business uses the money on payroll. Dunker says that's just unrealistic for bars and restaurants that were ordered to close.
And so while restaurants and bars have the ability to apply for those PPP loans, we won't get them forgiven. We're going to be taking on debt as an industry in a time we are least able to repay it.
Dunker made her comments during a weekend appearance on the Iowa Press Program on Iowa PBS. According to the Restaurant Association's website, there were nearly 6,300 restaurants and drinking establishments operating in Iowa before the closures were ordered on St. Patrick's Day. Across an arc of vital swing states, the coronavirus has put politics on an uneasy pause. Political fights are raging among state leaders in Iowa, from Pennsylvania to over the handling of the pandemic's impact. Protecting public health versus restarting the economy, along with arguments about the limits of executive authority, have taken place. The national political debate that's typical of presidential campaigns at this point. Meanwhile, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden has built little campaign structure across the region. President Trump is relying on state GOP headquarters for his operations, although they too have largely been empty. In other news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said this morning it's investigating the death of a woman whose body was found inside of a house near Grimes over the weekend. The Sheriff's Office said deputies, firefighters, and medics were called to the house Sunday morning for a report of a death. Officials say arriving deputies and medics found a 35-year-old woman unresponsive in the home along with her 46-year-old fiancé. Authorities have not released the name of the woman or given details on how she died. Polk County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation are looking into the death and interviewing possible witnesses. Many Iowans are joining the recent trend of posting their high school senior pictures on social media, but that might not be such a good idea. And while it's billed as being in support of the graduating class of 2020 during the pandemic, Bao Vang with the Better Business Bureau says posting those old photos, you may inadvertently be sharing valuable personal information with scammers.
Your high school name, graduation year, the city in which you grew up in, and if they sound familiar, the problem is that same information is commonly used as passwords or the answers to online security questions.
Once scammers have that information, Vang says it's very easy for them to rip you off.
Your ultimate goal is to steal your identity, your banking information, and depart you with your hard-earned money. Don't allow them any chance.
She says it's a good idea to check your security settings on all social media platforms to see what you are sharing and with whom you are sharing it. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.